So this is your place, huh? Oh, nothing. It's just kind of messy, isn't it? What? I'm just saying. No, it's fine. You don't have to clean anything up. I mean, it's not like you knew you were gonna take me in or anything tonight. And who am I to talk? I was gonna spend the night under a bridge. Hey, it's fine. You don't have to pick up. This is your house. I shouldn't have been so rude about it. Well, no. It's just that if I had a place like this, I would keep it clean, that's all. Anyway. I'll just crash right here on the floor, if that's okay. The bed? You're funny. No, I'm not taking your bed. I'm fine with sleeping here. Just grab me a blanket. Hey. What the hell? I said a blanket, not a towel. Oh, it's to dry off. Right. I guess I'm still pretty wet. Thank you. Change? I don't really have anything to change into. Don't worry. I'm fine with sleeping in my damp clothes. What do you mean, not gonna happen? It's not like you have anything to... Hey! Will you stop throwing stuff at me? What's this? A t-shirt? You really expect me to wear this? Well, it looks a little small. It'll be kind of tight on me. Okay, I guess if you don't mind me stretching it out. Let me just take this off. Ow! Why are you screaming? You know my ears are sensitive. That hurts. What do you mean, don't change in here? Why does it matter where I... Oh, in front of you. Well, just turn and look the other way then. Jeez, my shirt's already off. Calm down. It's not that big of a deal, really. I don't mind if you see me like this. There's what? Oh, pants on the floor. Let's see. These look like gym shorts. And they're pretty baggy. They should fit me just fine. Now what? I already told you to look away. Jeez. Ow. Will you stop yelling? Alright, fine. I'll change in the bathroom. Yeah, got it. Common decency, what the hell ever. You're ridiculous. I'll be right back. Good grief. Okay. What do you think? The shirt's a little tight, but... I guess it's not too bad. And the pants fit me perfectly. So, yeah. Thank you for this. What should I do with my wet clothes? Sure. You can dry them if you want. Here you go. Just try not to shrink them. Need to be more grateful. I am. Sorry. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just not used to this. you know, someone taking me in and getting me some clean clothes. It's all a little bit nerve-wracking, to say the least. In what way? Well, in all the ways. How the hell am I supposed to know? I'm not the best at explaining things. Especially not when it comes to how I feel. Shy? I am not. You're the one that had issues with me changing in front of you. Nervous? Well, yeah. I suppose that's a better word. But it's not your fault. I mean, I'm not entirely sure how to act around you, okay? Just be myself. Yeah, right. If I was myself, you would be running for the hills right now. Because I would have attacked you when we first met. Without holding back. Because that's just how I am towards humans. I don't trust your kind. I think you can understand why. Oh, don't give me that look. And I don't want to hear another one of those not all humans are bad speeches. I already get that. And like I said before, that's not entirely what my issue is. It's a lot more personal, alright? No, I'm not gonna tell you about it. Why the hell are you being so nosy? Look, just tell me where I'm sleeping so I can crash. I'm exhausted. I already told you I'm not sleeping in your bed. I'm cool with the floor, the couch. Even that rug by the front door would be fine. I'm serious. You don't have to be civil with me. I'm a cat, or did you forget? I'm fine with sleeping wherever, honest. But just not there, okay? What do you mean, why? I'm not your typical house pet. I'm not gonna cuddle up in bed next to you. And I know that's what you want. So you can just forget it. Alright, I understand. It sounds to me like you just don't want to be alone. Well, how about this? I'll come sleep on the floor by your bed. Better? I already told you. The floor doesn't bother me. In fact, it's oddly comfortable. That way you know I'll be close by. Hey, don't push it. You're lucky I agreed to do that much. Alright. Now come on. Let's get you to bed. Does it look like I give a shit? I don't care if you're tired or not. I'm exhausted. So I'm going to sleep. And if you want me to sleep next to you, you have to be in bed too. Because I have sensitive hearing. I'm not going to be able to relax knowing that you're walking around. I can hear everything. So at least just lay down. Okay, thank you. Which way is your bedroom? Oh, it's just right here. Got it. Let's see. Can I steal that blanket over there? The one in the corner. Alright. And, like this. Alright, there, perfect. I made a little bed on the floor. Happy now? Still no. Whatever. Just lay down already, would you? Because I said so, damn it. Why the hell do you have to be so stubborn? You want to change? Oh, right. Your clothes are pretty wet, too. Okay, fine. I'll go wait in the hall. What is it? You still don't want me to leave. I'm not leaving all the way. I'm just giving you some privacy. Isn't that what you were yelling at me about earlier? Just face the wall. Oh, good grief. Okay, fine, I won't look. Just make it fast. Or I'm just gonna pass out. Okay. So, how long have you lived here? Oh, a couple years, huh? No, it's not bad. I mean, it could be better, I guess. But for just you, you don't really need a super big place, you know? I'm also kind of curious. What do you do for a living? I mean, yeah, your place is small, but it's still decent. It's gotta cost you a pretty penny, right? So, do you have, like, a job or something? Two jobs? Oh, jeez. Sorry to hear that. That must suck. Well, I suppose if one's part-time. But still, probably don't have any time to yourself. Wait, what did you say? We do what we can to survive, huh? I definitely get that. I'm also just surviving. But anyway, are you done changing yet? Oh, good. Now that that's out of the way... There you go. Much better. Why did I what? Scoop you up and lay you in bed? Because it was taking you so damn long. And what's with that face you're making? Well, of course you're light. What, did you think you'd be heavy or something? I'm a lot stronger than I look, you know. Picking you up was easy. Oh, come on. Your weight is fine. What is it with humans and obsessing about that stupid crap? Nobody cares. If you have an issue with it, then just go work out and eat healthier. It's not that hard. It is for you. Ah, good grief. I could live 1,000 years and never understand humans. You guys make a big deal out of everything. And you care way too much about what you look like. I mean, this is just a temporary suit that you're wearing, right? You can't take it with you when you die. So why the hell does it matter so much? What's important is what's on the inside. And how you, you know, respect yourself and others. Just forget it. Whatever, I'm going to bed now. You should do the same. You may pretend, but I can actually tell you're exhausted too. What do you mean, what do I mean? Well, your feet are hurting, your back is sore. You've also been scratching a lot, so I'm assuming you have some kind of allergy. Could even be a cat one. Which means I shouldn't be in here anyway. Will you stop saying that it's fine? You humans really need to take better care of yourselves. If you did, then you wouldn't be like this. Well, I don't know. You could start with having a healthier breakfast, I guess. Eggs and bacon. Protein is always good. And then doing like a morning jog or workout. Also having some orange juice. As much as I hate coffee, it can also be beneficial for you. What about tea? Well, how the hell should I know? I'm not an expert. I'm just trying to help, I guess. But whatever, this is none of my business anyway. Your self-confidence issues aren't my problem. Whatever. I'm going to bed. If you keep talking, I'm just going to ignore you. I didn't come over here just to have conversations with you all night. I came here to get some rest and then leave, that's it. And to avoid the pet patrol. So don't think that this means that we're friends or we're getting closer, whatever. Because we're not. No more. I don't want to hear anything else about you, okay? I'm not going to tell you anything about me. Let's just keep our interactions on a need-to-know basis, alright? Thank you. Now for the final time, good night. Can't believe this. Why the hell am I even here? God damn it. Do you not have a heater? It's freezing. Trying to save money on the electric bill. You can't even afford the basic luxuries of keeping your place warm. That's so stupid. If it was me, I would just suck up the extra cash. I hate the cold. We could what? Please tell me you didn't just suggest that. No way in hell. We're not cuddling to keep warm. Ugh. Then you guess I'll just be cold all night? What the hell? Don't get snippy with me. Okay, fine. Move over, idiot. I can't believe I'm agreeing to this. It's just a little cold. I should be able to handle it. But I hate it so much. Being soaked for most of the day, I'm still chilled to the bone. Whatever. Just move. And wipe that damn smile off your face. Hey, what are you doing? Yeah, but I didn't mean like this. You don't have to wrap your arms around me. But you do feel really warm for some reason. Oh, God. Your skin feels so good. Wait. Hang on. Are you by chance running a fever? No, I was just asking. Because you are super warm. Like, too warm. Would you shut up? Just let me check your forehead real quick. And stop making those weird noises. You do have a fever. Damn it. No, it's fine. I'm not like you humans. Takes a lot more than this to get me sick. But you, on the other hand, you might have a cold by morning. Which also explains why you keep sniveling like that. Let's see. Do you have any medicine? No, huh? Oh, man. All right. Maybe we can go get you some tomorrow. You know, after we wake up and I get ready to leave. You could run to the store, or something. Yes, just you. 'Cause I'm leaving tomorrow. Right. But anyway, get some sleep. And yes, I guess it's fine if you cuddle into me like that. Just try not to touch my tail. Or my ears, they're really sensitive. What? Well, yeah, of course they're fuzzy. I am still a cat. Hey, I said not to touch them. Don't. Nobody touches my ears, got it? I don't care if they look soft. It's not your place to... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you. Just don't, okay? That's crossing a line. Because I have boundaries. There's just some things that I don't like, and that's one of them. Alright. Okay. Now get some sleep. I'm just gonna cuddle into you like this. Try to get myself a little bit more warm. And then I'm rolling the other way, got it? Okay. I'm sorry about your fever. Yeah, good night. Hey there, listener. Thank you so much for your support. If you enjoyed this video, feel free to like and subscribe for more. Also, don't forget to leave a comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you'd like to support the channel, please join my Patreon. You'll get early access to ASMRs, poll votes, daily updates, and of course, exclusive spicy content, made just for you, and much, much more. My Discord link is also in the description down below, if you'd like to chat with me. I'd love to get to know you better. And as always, this is Akihiko Kai. Mwah. See you next time.